When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to luckylandslots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
All right, we'll get Steve Palazzolo here in a minute. Pro Football Focus, PFF.com. Talk a little NFL draft, Cowboys, Zeke Elliott. This is definitely what they needed. Get over the top in the NFC. Jackson feels it. Derek feels it. Zeke Elliott back with the Cowboys. This is after Jerry signed him to a $90 million deal when he was already on the downward slide. So Zeke's back. And Super Bowl. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, brought to you by Sound and Communications. If you need a video wall for your business, school, hospital, university, you want to go to soundcomav.com, audio visual. Also, sound systems for football fields. They've worked with Texas A&M, Mississippi State, P5, G5, sound systems, football, baseball, soundcomav.com. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. We welcome in Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus, PFF.com. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Steve P., how you doing, bud?
Doing great. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, dude. How long did it take you to recover from the draft?
Still not recovered. I'm still recapping this thing on the podcast every day. Got to get all the details in, you know. But no, it was great. It's like it's a big blur though, you know, the whole weekend after all the buildup.
All right. We have to start with Michael Penix Jr. Being drafted by the Atlanta Falcons in the first round after they signed Kirk Cousins. I think it's only a 2-year deal, really, in reality, but still. So what was your reaction? And after y'all digested it, what did you think of the pick by the Falcons?
Yeah, I mean, so I've got, you know, I know people in Atlanta, so the Michael Penix Jr. love in Atlanta, I was not surprised by. I was surprised that they took him at 8. I mean, I knew that they liked him. I knew that, you know, if they had not gotten Cousins, he would have been their guy, obviously, and we know all that now. So that's not breaking any news. But, I mean, I was a little surprised that they were that aggressive in the love for Michael Penix Jr. But, the way the general media reaction, you have to have this concrete black or white love-hate type of take. And I think there's a lot of reasons to like this move. And then there's definitely fair reasons to say, hey, why did they do this, right? But I think ultimately I tend to ask teams to think about the quarterback position differently, to think about future-proofing the quarterback position differently, to think about succession plans. And I also encourage teams to draft the best players in the draft and trust your draft board and, you know, hate when teams draft for need. And I think that was all of those things rolled into one. Where Atlanta said, he's the top player on our board. We love him. We think he's a franchise quarterback. We don't get opportunities to draft franchise quarterbacks often. I know we just paid Kirk Cousins, but as you just said, it is essentially a 2-year deal for Cousins in his age 36 and 37 seasons. Then they get out, still have to pay a little bit of dead money, but it's not crazy. And so I think they weighed all of those things and said, yeah, the quarterback position is so important and it's so valuable that we're willing to make this investment, over-investing in the position, and not be caught in the situation that they were just caught in. And I think that's the other aspect here is first-round picks, owners have to sign off on first-round picks for the most part, right? They're very much involved in the process.
Sure.
And Arthur Blank just came off of not having a successor to Matt Ryan. And, you know, they just spent a third-round pick on Desmond Ridder and gave him 2 years. And it was bad. Like, there was some bad football in Atlanta, bad quarterback play in Atlanta the last few years. So I think from Arthur Blank's standpoint, as the owner, he was like, hey, yeah, let's do it. Let's make sure that we have a quarterback now in Kirk Cousins and a quarterback of the future in Michael Penix Jr.
Okay. You kind of, that was a balancing act by you for the Falcons. That was well done.
I'm trying to explain both sides of it. And I mean, no matter who makes this move, I just know me personally, every time I've questioned a team maybe drafting a quarterback when it seems like they shouldn't have, it seems to have worked out for them. I mean, everybody's going to cite the Jordan Love move with the Packers, but there were other instances, like the Patriots drafted Jimmy Garoppolo to try to take over for Tom Brady, and it, you know, turned Brady into like a maniac, and he had the best 5-year stretch in NFL history. So, like, over time, a lot of these moves have worked. And the thing that you're giving up, the thing I think people need to realize is a starting caliber NFL player is important and valuable, but not even close to the value of finding the starting quarterback. Like, it's 10 times difference, 15 times different. So if they're right about Penix, this is well worth it to have him take over as starter in 2026. And all you're giving up is a starting edge rusher in Laiatu Latu, who I love, or a Dallas Turner, whoever else you might have picked. So that's where I stand on it. I like the idea of let's overinvest in the quarterback. That's taking the player out of it for a minute. And I think that's what people are pushing back on a lot. They didn't love Michael Penix Jr. They didn't think he was going to go this high. But there were a lot of people around the league that had Penix over J.J. McCarthy, including the Falcons, had him over J.J. McCarthy, and were trying to trade up for him rather than J.J. McCarthy. So it's not like the Falcons were on an island relative to the rest of the league as far as their evaluation of the player.
Okay. Steve Palazzolo, pro football.
I am doing a balancing act.
Yes. And I like it. And I like that you walked us through, you know, both sides.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve Palazzolo, pro football focus, PFF.com on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Was there anything that you did not like from the top 10 picks in the first round.
The one last thing I just add on Penix, I will say, like, on the to show the downside there too, I don't know if this is best for Kirk Cousins, right? I mean, he's going to be the starter for 2 years. I don't know if he's the type of quarterback to be like, oh, I've been offended. I'm going to go play my best football now over the next 2 years.
Good point.
I don't know if that's his type of personality. So that is some risk that the Falcons have incurred there.
Good point.
I mean, my general take on this draft is I didn't disagree with a whole lot. I really thought it was a valuable draft. It was the draft of important positions, receiver, tackle, edge rushers, corners, and, of course, QBs. And I think most teams come out feeling pretty good. I mean, the one thing I'm going to look at that just feels uncomfortable relative to all the other picks was the Raiders at 13. And I know last week I was raving about Brock Bowers, and I love him as a player. Because the Raiders don't necessarily have a QB, and every other team is getting a starting tackle or a high-end receiver, and no matter what you call Brock Bowers, it does feel a little like, man, the Raiders came away with a tight end. They came away with just Brock Bowers in a draft where there's all these other high-value positions, but most importantly, quarterback, right? The Raiders were the one team that didn't come away with a quarterback that probably needed one. So that's the only pick. I think it's fine. I like Brock Bowers, but it's the only one that feels a little uncomfortable given the Raiders' current QB situation.
Okay. All right. So when you look at what surprised you about the first round? How about that? Was it moving or not moving? Did you look at it and go, wow, I thought that would happen. I'm really surprised it did not.
Yeah, I mean, there was so much smoke around teams trading up for J.J. McCarthy, but it turns out, it looks like more teams were just trying to trade up for Drake May. And, you know, the reports that the Giants were trying to trade up for May, and that was their baseline. And if they couldn't get him, they were fine taking a non-QB. The Vikings were trying to trade up for May, and they couldn't get up to number 3. And I think it was that. And, of course, like the 14 offensive players going in a row, I thought it might get capped at 8 or 9. I didn't think it was going to get all the way to 14. And I don't think that's a knock on the defensive players in the draft. I think the Colts got a steal with Laiatu Latu, the edge out of UCLA, to get him at pick 15. And I think he's the best defensive player in the draft. Now, there's certainly injury concerns and durability and longevity concerns with Latu, and that's part of it. But I think he's a steal at 15. I think Quinyon Mitchell, the corner out of Toledo, is a steal at 22 for the Eagles. So I think that was like the biggest story of the draft, I think, was high-value positions, some very good players at those positions, and most of them being on the offensive side of the ball. So some teams got, in the second half of the first round, some really good defensive players.
All right, Bo Nix to the Denver Broncos and Sean Payton. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Let's face it. After a night out with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. And I have to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. And that is until I found Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on hosting this show and being awesome without worry. Look, I won't lie. I was a bit on the fence about Z-Biotics initially, but then while hanging out with friends over cocktails, I gave it a shot. And believe me, it is the real deal. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, a lot of people had Nick pegged as the guy. I mean, I think what's interesting to me, I'm always in what they believe. So I think coming out of this draft, we know for a fact that the Falcons loved Michael Penix Jr., right? We can't question that at all. We don't really know how the Vikings feel about J.J. McCarthy or the Broncos feel about Bo Nix, or if it was just, hey, we need a quarterback. We don't want to be left without one. So that part's interesting. Bo Nix is QB6, still goes at number 12 overall. I've always thought, yeah, he is a good fit for Sean Payton. He does move well. Nix throws the underneath stuff extremely well. And as I probably said a few weeks ago, I've never seen a quarterback transform from a guy that played like Jay Cutler to a guy who played like Alex Smith and went from, you know, Bo Nix at Auburn was, you know, running around and wheeling and dealing and throwing the ball to the defense all the time, but also making big plays. And then at Oregon, you know, completing like 75% of his passes, taking care of the ball in that game manager type of mold, it was a complete difference. And so the Oregon Bo Nix is a really nice fit for Sean Payton, what he wants to do in the quick game. So I'm very interested by that. And, you know, again, I don't know if the Broncos just said, yeah, we love Bo Nix, of course we're going to take him, or if it was like, hey, sixth QB off the board, we don't have a second round pick, we can't take any chances here, let's take Bo Nix.
But right.
I do like the fit with Nix and Sean Payton.
Hmm. Okay. Steve Palazzolo on the Out of Bounds show, PFF.com. Tyler Guyton, the Dallas Cowboys traded back, and they picked up an offensive lineman from the University of Oklahoma. Solid pick, like the pick, love the pick.
Oh, Bo, you don't want to hear.
No, I do.
So, no, Guyton, look, nothing against Guyton as a player. He's got incredible potential, size and movement skills and everything. I just, when I look at offensive tackles coming into the league over the last few years, I've done a lot of analysis on this, and he's on the lower end of the hit rates for tackles from just a production standpoint. We haven't seen him play a ton of football. He could absolutely get there. Guyton is just the one guy that would – I think he's the, we'll call him the riskiest first round pick as far as for non-quarterbacks, because QBs, what have you, the standards are higher. But I think Guyton's probably the riskiest first round pick in that he might never get it, but he also could, you know, reach that potential and become really good. And I know Dallas has this history of first round offensive players, right? Or offensive linemen, Tyron Smith at tackle and Zach Martin at guard and Travis Frederick at center and Tyler Smith at guard and tackle. They've done a great job, but I think all of those other guys had a much better college pedigree of production and on-field play, and Tyler Guyton just doesn't have that yet. When you look at his best and worst plays, they are night and day different, right? When he does it right, it looks great.
Okay.
And then the next play, he'll just get his hand swiped and he'll get whooped, right? So, and we saw that in the Senior Bowl. He had some reps. Yeah, he had some reps where he just got wrecked. So they've got some work to do, I think, just from a technique and consistency standpoint. That's just the – and I'm not alone. I don't think I'm on an island with this assessment. It's just the type of player where it's a boomer bust type of player, whereas I think many of the other offensive tackles in this class were far more finished products and can step in and play. I think Guyton's going to need some work.
Oh, man. Ooh. All right. The Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Talking NFL draft with Steve Palazzolo. That's not awesome because they need starters. Like they need guys that are week one ready, not like development guys.
Well, I think third rounder Cooper Beebe, I think, can do that.
From Kansas State?
Guard at Kansas State. Yeah, I don't know if they want him to play center, if they would put him at guard and then kick Tyler Smith out to tackle again. But I think Cooper Beebe can step in and play. He was one of my favorite players in the draft. He's not the most athletic guy, but he just gets the job done. He has incredible power in the run game, excellent pass protector, played a whole season at left tackle for Kansas State when he never should have. He's got guard arms, and he still played left tackle extremely well. So I think he could play. So So that's what's interesting to me. It was like they have a safe, you know, instant starter, I think, in Cooper Beebe in the third, and they have more of a boom or bust, we'll see what happens type of tackle prospect in the first.
And how do you feel about what the Cowboys did or didn't do in free agency?
I mean, it's tricky because they, you know, how much can they spend when they have all this money that they have to lock up, presumably in Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons? I think that's the tricky part for Dallas.
You but know, some people say other teams can do it. Other teams do it, and yet they go and at least I don't mean go get 9 players in free agency and spend a fortune, but, you know, the Eagles, among others, sign big stars to contracts, and they also play in the sandbox of free agents. So do some others.
There are some other tricks of the trade, I think, that Dallas can incorporate as far as moving money around and playing the salary cap game the way the Eagles do, because they do a great job of it. If like the one thing that I would want to do, and I've said this about Dallas for a while, their drafts always feel much better when they don't draft for need. When they go into the draft, you know, again, 2 years ago they needed, or 3 years ago they needed a corner. They didn't get the corners, and they said, okay, we'll just take Micah Parsons. And the year that they drafted CeeDee Lamb, they did not need him. They had Amari Cooper. They had Michael Gallup. It looked like a luxury pick at the time, but it's the smartest way to play. When they start filling a need, like, hey, we need a starting tackle, let's get Guyton. We need a big run-stopping nose tackle, let's take Mazi Smith. When they get into that world, it doesn't seem to work out as often.
Okay, so your best player available, right? You are...
Yes.
Okay. Your best, like you mentioned with Micah.
More so, yeah, and that's like a vague term, but it's more so don't let what's currently on the roster dictate how you draft. And so what could Dallas have done in free agency? Yeah, I mean, if they had made sure that they had a starting center and a starting guard, or a starting tackle, say, and have Tyler Smith at guard, then they don't have to feel like they're forcing a pick or feel like, oh, we have to fill a starting position, right? So those are the only differences that I would make potentially in free agency, is just get the mid-tier starter on my roster right now so it doesn't feel like a massive need going into the draft.
Okay. So we had a finance guy on, and he said Dallas doesn't spend near as much as a lot of teams. That he's got the number. They don't spend near as much as a lot of teams.
I don't have those numbers in front of me, so I don't know.
Okay.
We're talking pure cash to cap or pure cash in a given year.
And he said it was significant.
I'm not really sure.
Like that there were teams that spend 270, 80, 90 million, and that Dallas has stayed around the 190, 200 million. I'd love to know. I mean, I hope he didn't make it up, but he laid it out and said, you know, here's the deal. Steven and Jerry are not going to spend big boy money. They know they're going to make a ton of cake off the Cowboys, and they're into other things, and they're into energy, oil, gas, and real estate, and they're just not going to do it. They've already been in the Champions Club in the 90s, and if it comes to them, great, but they're not going to do what some of the, I mean, a lot of the other teams spend over 250, as you know, Steve, spend north of $250 million.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I mean, that must incorporate coaching and everything else, facilities and everything else that they put into it as well.
Okay. Is it
caps lower than
so
that?
I don't see this as anywhere close. Of course, I haven't. I didn't get on that bandwagon the last few years, but I don't see this as anywhere close to a NFC, take the Super Bowl out, as an NFC championship caliber team right now. And I guess you can do a little bit more work over the next few months before everybody hits July 20th or whatever it is. How do you see it, Steve?
I mean, they got to be close, right? Are they that different than last year? Obviously, they've taken a step back in a couple positions, but is it that drastic compared to last year? I'd rather see better, you know, they need to figure out who the best five is on the offensive line. They, you know, could use an upgrade at receiver compared to last season, but I don't think it's that different than what they were last year. And they lost in the playoffs in the divisional round, obviously, and they looked terrible doing it. But last year they had an NFC championship caliber roster. They just played horribly in the playoffs. The year before they probably had roster wise an NFC championship caliber roster, unless you think Dak's just not good enough in the playoffs. I know you don't believe that. So
No, I think he's good enough.
As far, like,
but, you know, I don't think that they're, again, I think it comes down to having a full-time GM. So you've got these guys that track what Stephen Jones. So Stephen is the guy. Jerry doesn't know what the hell's going on. All right. So, I mean, that's obvious by all the clips that he drops and so on. I think that they've got people that track Stephen Jones and that a good 4 months out of the year, he's not working on football. He's working on all the other business empire that the Jones own, which is fine. He has that right. But that Howie Roseman and the Ravens and the Chiefs and the Packers and the 49ers, that's just not how they operate, Steve. Those guys, the GM, AGM, and so on, are working on it, you know, every single day. They don't work on oil, gas, energy, and real estate.
No, I get it, but the Cowboys also have a very good staff that are working on this stuff all the time.
I get McClay and all that. You know, Will McClay, but he doesn't have. I get that he can go out and do his due diligence and bring X amount of players to Steven and say, here's who we like, and, you know, so on. But the big decisions, as you discussed, and free agency decisions, and whether or not they retain, it's not just going out and picking up players, but whether or not they retain players too. I think, you know, those decisions, I mean, Steven is in on those decisions, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and so I'm not absolving him of blame, but it's, I don't know what the inner workings are as far as, obviously there's an entire pro scouting department and college scouting department, and they're presenting their best recommendations, and then, yeah, somebody has to make a call.
Right.
Right? Howie has a great team of people doing that with Philadelphia, but then he has to ultimately make the call. So, yeah, I mean, I get that. But they brought Zeke back, so that could solve everything.
Well, I mean, do you feel like that's going to push him over the hump for the in a deep – run into the playoffs?
No. I mean, I will say it is, I did feel better about their team last year than going into the season. I will say that.
Okay.
Same as 2 years ago. I thought 2 years ago they took a step back. Heading into 23, I thought they made some good moves that could really help with Stephon Gilmore and Brandon Cooks. Didn't work out, but I thought last year was probably their best roster, and they've certainly taken a step back, I think, you know, from that one. So.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see if they're a 9-8 team.
They'll still beat up on all the bad teams. They'll still be fine.
10-7. Okay.
They'll score 30 points and beat up all the teams with losing records.
Right. And they'll lose to the good teams.
Yeah, probably.
And McCarthy's getting fired. A lot of people believe they're just kind of tanking, reset, and McCarthy gets fired. They don't sign Dak. What do you think?
I don't know about not signing Dak, but I could see them moving on from McCarthy if they don't, you know, reach their goals. So,
yeah,
that's kind of how Jerry's been. I think people think that Jerry is, like, going to just fire people on the spot. He does let things run its course, as you know, like he let Jason Garrett.
Oh, I mean, he let Jason Garrett coach there for 10 years. That is unacceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, that's beyond incompetence. I don't even know. I can't say that word on the air. What?
All offseason to vent about the Cowboys.
I know. We're going to do. Aren't you excited? I mean, I know you won't join us every week because there'll be summer and vacation, but aren't you excited about going over this and just absolutely throwing Stephen Jones overboard on almost a weekly basis? You know he's terrible.
I'm trying to be balanced.
You know he's not worth a damn. He is a bottom five general manager. Anyway, all right. Have a good weekend, buddy. See you, dude.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.